All right, we are joined in the media center by top field number one qualifier Leah Pritchett. Leah ran a time of 3.654 at 329.83 miles per hour during our last qualifying session here at Las Vegas. Leah, that was a great pass that you made. Did you expect that number to come up on the scoreboard?
It was a phenomenal pass, and I have to say yes, and that started out with the attitude and plan that we had coming into the weekend, and that's about execution. So of trying to be the quickest, doesn't matter about the fastest, lap of every round, and we made three consistent runs out of the four, and knowing what we had in the car and putting everything on the line to get number one and get those small points was there, and it's somewhat of a gamble. You know, we had some parts on there that we never ran before, and we don't test very often, so it was a... I knew it about when I hit 330 feet, we got past that caution mark, that we were going to be on a run. And to be honest, the front end was light and it skated around, so probably could have been a 365, like two, or something of that nature. But to be number one at the Dodge Nationals presented by Pennzoil is phenomenal. We have all the support there. This is a hometown-ish race for crew chiefs, for Todd Okahara and for Scott. So our pit is full. We've got all the energy. It's our first number one of the season. And we just hope to carry this momentum, you know, all the way till, you know, same time, same place, same bat channel tomorrow.
You talked about this is obviously a big event for you, for your sponsors. Is that any added pressure or any added incentive?
I believe that this particular team is the most versed on having a title-sponsored car share title-sponsored race. Mm-hmm. So it may have taken us, you know, a couple of years or all year long, but now I believe that we thrive on that, and it's part of our program. So that's very much enjoy it. I will say, you know, the times when we don't have something like that, that's more, more not as often. Mm-hmm. So I don't know about pressure, man, but to keep this momentum going, the countdown is enough pressure on its own. So just trying to stay in our zone, keep our intensity. But for me, like, I got way in my head this weekend, and I just went back to my music, went back to my friends, my family. I'm not overthinking the car, and that's what I'm planning to do tomorrow.
Questions? So we're not going to have that particular condition tomorrow. You know, in the morning, that's going to be different. Did the speed surprise me? No. I will say, when we ran that 68 on Friday night, I learned a couple things and my car had changed, and I needed to tighten myself up. To be honest, when you know that you're going to go fast, you, like, basically get yourself as tight as possible, basically where I can't breathe. And I did that knowing, that's what it takes. I mean, we're at 6.4 G-forces right at 400 feet. That's more than really anywhere else that we go. So I'm prepared for it as much as the guys are prepared to see that number on the wind light. But for tomorrow, it's about who we match up against. It's about racing smart. It's not about looking stylish. It's about racing smart and winning each one of our own rounds.
Protect and getting as tight as you can
in the car. I mean, man, there's a reason I come out huffing and puffing. It's not because I ran a mile. It's because my breaths are super short, because I care about seeing as much as I can of the track and feeling as much of the car as I can.
You had quite a roller coaster season. You were second in points early in the season. Kind of hit a lull, one in Brainerd, hit another lull. Number two qualifier last two races. Can you talk about your emotions through that whole period?
Asking that question, you know, coming off of a number one qualifier is a great high. But I know that just like a Six Flag roller coaster, there's, you know, some more great things to come. The big, you know, turn for us up hasn't happened yet, and that would be another win for us. But I would say it could have been a lot more frustrating if it wasn't for the personnel, like the people that are on this team and the attitudes that we've carried to dig deep. And, you know, coming into this race, it's not trying to defend where we're at. It's literally coming here and wanting to leave with, like, no bullets left, not from a, you know, short block standpoint, sure, but giving everything we have and everything we've learned all year, from hot tracks to cool tracks in a car that is cooperable. So, yeah, it's, you know, hopefully at the end of the season, and, you know, you don't count anything up or down, but there will be some really good stories to share, you know, when all this turns out exactly the way that we want.
Good to see this coming the way the performance has been the last two races.
Absolutely. And I know it doesn't show it exactly on the track, but when you have issues with the car and you don't really know how to fix them and you're hoping that this may or may not be it, but we've had three races in a row where we've had issues, squashed it. Another issue comes up, squashes it. So my crew chiefs are doing a team a phenomenal job of biting things in the butt as soon as possible, and that's what's helped us get our momentum forward. So it, being on the defense and on the offense at the same time, that is why I'm not surprised at the results that we have right now, because they've been giving everything to it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.